Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an intro pitch lab for a smoky warehouse drum and bass vibe inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not to write some giant full arrangement right away. We're focusing on the front end of the tune, the intro area, where pitch movement, filtered break edits, and resampled texture do the heavy lifting. Think of this as the reveal, not a loop, a reveal. We're aiming for that foggy, hypnotic, slightly uneasy feeling you hear in jungle and old-school DNB intros, where the track feels like it's emerging from the mist before the drop lands. The energy should feel controlled, a little worn, a little unstable, and very intentional. Start by setting your session tempo around 172 BPM. If you want a slightly grittier old-school pocket, you can sit closer to 170 or 171. Then organize your session into four groups: drums, bass, atmos and FX, and edits and resamples. That simple layout saves a ton of time later, because the style of production moves fast when you're auditioning little variations. Drop in a reference if you have one. Something smoky, warehousey, old school, jungle, dark rollers, whatever fits the lane. Don't worry about loudness. Just level match enough to compare the shape of the intro, the amount of space, and how quickly the energy opens up. For this lesson, keep it in an 8-bar loop first. 8 bars is enough to hear phrasing clearly without getting lost in details. If you need more breathing room later, you can always extend to 16 bars. Now let's build the bass source. Create a MIDI track in the bass group and load up Operator or Wavitable. Keep the source simple. The magic here is not in super complicated sound design. It's in movement, filtering, and edit logic. If you use Operator, start with a sine or triangle-based sound. If you use Wavitable, choose something basic like a saw or square and keep the unison minimal or off. Shape it like a short stab. A good starting point is a tech near zero, decay somewhere around 200 to 450 milliseconds for stabs, sustain low, release short, and a low-pass filter sitting dark, somewhere in that shadowy range. You want just enough note length for the pitch motion to read, but not so much that it turns into a wash. Program a simple motif using 2 to 4 notes maximum. Sparse is your friend here. One long note, one short pickup, a little rest, and then another little answer. That space is what makes the intro feel like it has attitude. Now bring in pitch movement. Instead of treating the bass like a static loop, treat it like a pitch lab. Duplicate the MIDI clip and make 3 versions. One is the root note. One goes up a semitone. One goes down a semitone. That tiny pitch shift is enough to create tension if the rhythm is right. You can place these across the 8 bars so it feels like the intro is searching before it locks in. For example, bars 1 and 2 can stay filtered and rooted. Bars 3 and 4 can shift slightly upward and open a touch. Bars 5 and 6 can dip down and feel darker. Then bars 7 and 8 can return to the root with a little more edge, a little more openness, or a little more saturation. That's the key idea. Pitch movement as arrangement, not decoration. If the bass feels too clean, add saturator after the synth. Keep it subtle. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and just enough color to make it feel worn in. We're not trying to crush it. We're trying to give it that smoked-up warehouse grime. If you want a bit of space around the stab, try echo after the saturation. Very subtle. A short time like 1/8 or dotted eighth. Low feedback, dark filter, and a modest dry/wet amount. Just enough tail to create air without turning the intro into a dub wash. Now let's turn the bass into an edit, not just a loop. Make 3 versions of the same clip. Root, plus 1 semitone, minus 1 semitone. Spread those over the 8 bars so each phrase feels like a different angle on the same idea. That kind of repetition with small mutations is classic DNB language. It gives the listener something to latch onto while still keeping the tension alive. Use clip envelopes or automation to shift the filter cutoff from darker to slightly more open over the phrase. If you want this to feel more like a real edit, not just a MIDI transpose, make each version change in tone as well as pitch. Darker for the low one, brighter for the raised one, and more neutral for the root. At this stage, think like a record editor. Each change should feel meaningful. If something doesn't alter the phrase in a way you can hear, it probably doesn't belong in the intro. Now we bring in the drums. In the drums group, load a break or a break style loop into simpler or onto an audio track. If it's auto, you can slice it to MIDI or drop it into drum rack for more control. We're not aiming for a full busy drum loop yet. We want a controlled break edit intro. That means the first couple of bars are filtered and fragmentary. You might only hear kick and snare ghosts at first. Then the next phrase opens up a little more, letting the shuffle and ghost notes come through. Then you bring in a few more full hits or a small fill before the end of the phrase. Use auto filter to low pass the brake at the start. Set the cutoff fairly low so the brake sounds like it's behind a curtain. Then gradually open it over the phrase. A little drum bus can help add punch and glue. Keep the drive modest. Use the transient control carefully if the brake needs more snap. The important thing here is feel. Jungle and old school intros often sound alive because the brake is slightly cut up, slightly imperfect, and full of tiny ghost note movement. It should feel edited by hand, not dropped in as a perfect four-bar block. Now add atmosphere. Create an Atmos or FX track and load something that feels like room tone, vinyl hiss, a field recording, a long pad, or even a resampled tale from your own project. This is where the smoky part comes from. It's the fog around the rhythm. A really effective trick is to resample a short section of the break, bass, or a reverse tale, then drag that audio back into simpler. Reverse it, stretch it lightly if needed, and filter it hard. That instantly turns your own material into atmosphere, which tends to blend better than random filler. You can also send a little of this atmosphere through hybrid reverb to suggest warehouse space. Keep the decay moderate, not massive, and filter the low end out of the return. You want the feeling of a room around the intro, not a wash that swallows the groove. Now for the heart of the lesson. Tension through pitch and phrasing. Use pitch changes like events. Upward motion creates expectation. Downward motion creates weight or menace. So instead of using giant risers, let the pitch movement itself do the storytelling. A clean 8-bar structure might look like this. Bars 1 and 2, filtered root tone. Bars 3 and 4, a note rises a semitone on the last hit. Bars 5 and 6, the same idea drops down and gets darker. Bars 7 and 8, the phrase opens up slightly and points toward the drop. If you're using auto, you can duplicate specific hits at different pitches, or even resample a pitched phrase and re-edit it. Small pitch bends on individual stabs can sound especially hardware-like, almost like tape wobble or a dubby pitch nudge. That's a great way to make the intro feel less computer-perfect. A strong old-school style move is question and answer. Let the break say something, then let the bass answer. Or let the bass hint at something, then let a chop drum fragment respond. When the intro feels like a conversation, it becomes way more memorable. Next, clean up the low end. Even in a smoky intro, the low frequencies need discipline. Use EQ8 on the bass to remove low mid mod, usually somewhere around the 180 to 400 Hz area if it's getting boxy. If there's too much sub buildup, keep an eye on everything below 30 to 40 Hz. You usually don't want pointless rumble down there. On the drum group, if the break feels muddy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the hats start getting sharp, a subtle cut around 6 to 9kHz can help. Also check mono. Anything below around 120 Hz should feel stable and centered. That's crucial in dark DNB. You want club weight without low-end chaos. Now automate the intro like a DJ would phrase it. This is where the section stops feeling like a sketch and starts feeling like a real record intro. Automate filter cutoff on the bass and break. Automate reverb amount on atmosphere hits. Bring echo feedback up slightly in the last bar before the drop. Maybe push drum bus drive a little harder near the end. Maybe create a tiny volume dip or a short stop before the final hit. A very effective pattern is, the first four bars are restrained. Bars 5 and 6 open more in the mid-range. Bar 7 creates a little tension lift or a brief gap. And bar 8 gives you the pickup into the drop. For an old-school jungle flavor, don't be afraid to leave a half bar or even a one-beat pocket of silence right before the drop. That negative space hits hard. It gives the next section more impact and also makes the intro easier to mix for a DJ. If you want a darker, more modern rollers feel, keep the flow continuous but use micro-edits instead. A reverse hit, a snare drag, a quick pitch fall, a tiny mute on the last kick, small moves, big vibe, a couple of coaching notes here. Treat the intro like a reveal, not a loop. Every 2 to 4 bars should say something new. If it doesn't, ask whether it really belongs there. Also, commit to one main character per phrase. Maybe one phrase is all about the bass stab. Maybe the next is about the break. Maybe the next is about atmosphere and tension. That's how you keep the arrangement readable while still sounding deep. And check it at low volume. If the mood still reads quietly, that usually means the phrasing and contrast are strong enough. A few advanced variations if you want to level this up later. You can duplicate the bass stab and detune one layer by a few cents for a smeared analog edge. You can use short pitch bends on specific hits instead of full transposes to make the movement feel more like hardware. You can build two different break personalities, one tight and clipped, one looser and more ghost note heavy, then swap them later in the track. You can also resample the whole processed loop, then repitch that bounce and rechop it. That often gives you more character than automation alone. For the smoky warehouse feel, try layering a pure sub with a textured mid-bass. Keep the sub simple and let the mid layer carry the saturation and pitch motion. You can also use a moving bandpass or resonant filter on the stab layer to give it a vocal, an easy tone. If you want an extra dirty edge, try a tiny bit of redux on the resampled edits. Very subtle, just enough to make it feel like an old bootleg tape or a warehouse dubplate. Use utility to mono the bass, and keep width mostly for the atmosphere layers. If the intro starts crowding the drums, sidechain the bass lightly from the kick. The goal is still space and punch, not competition. Here's a quick practice challenge.